programs to address specific concerns related to the project component, which are used to measure the effectiveness of fish habitat features. Some examples to measure the effectiveness of the dike faces, they'll be measured through the monitoring of pore water metals release from interstitial spaces of the dikes. There's periphyton and colonization studies and fish egg survival during incubation. So DFO recommends that the core monitoring programs and targeted studies outlined in the AEMP be provided in detail for review and approval. An additional baseline data must be submitted for review and incorporated if appropriate in monitoring programs. So DFO is also amenable to Environment Canada's suggestion that the timing of the first update of the AEMP be discussed with parties with interest in water. So AEM has provided a detailed monitoring plan with contingencies and threshold limits for the total suspended solids during dike construction and dewatering activities. And it's proposed that a silt curtain will be placed approximately 5 to 10 meters from the base of the dike and will be suspended off the lake floor to avoid resuspension of sediments. And DFO acknowledges that AEM has substantially completed a monitoring plan and presented the threshold limits for TSS. So in conclusion, it's anticipated that the mitigation measures and recommendations will adequately address the identified concerns, and DFO expects that the final no net loss plan will adequately address residual impacts to fish and fish habitat. So DFO's comments and recommendations are based on our area of expertise and jurisdiction. So we trust that they are helpful to the board as they consider the project before them. And I would like to thank the board once again for the opportunity to present our intervention and to thank AEM for their cooperation in trying to address DFO's comments. Thank you.
Thank you, DFO. I'll start with the AEM. Do you have a question or comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell. We thank DFO, but we have no questions. Thanks.
Thank you. Is INAC question or comments? Yeah, there's a microphone over there.
Michael Nadler for INAC. We have no questions or comments.
Thank you. Does Environment Canada have a comment or question or comments?
Environment Canada has no questions at this time.
Thank you. GNDOE had a question or comments?
Helen, yeah, with GNDOE, we don't have any question. Thank you.
Thank you. NTI had a question or comments?
Jeannie Herlock, NTI, no questions or comments at this time.
Thank you. Is KIA had any question or comments?
Luis Manso, Kivali Community Association, no questions or comments at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there a question or comments from public? Go ahead.
Thank you. Brenda Butterlig from Chesterfield.
What plans are in place for any contaminants or if there were to be any spills in the marine or in the oceans within the Chesterfield Inlet? I didn't see any indications in regards to that. Is there any emergency response plans to that?
Thank you.
Thank you. DFO.
Dave Blint with Fisheries and Oceans. As far as the project concern, many of the spills would be covered in the spill contingency plan as presented by the company, and many of those issues would be dealt with there. If there are a number of spills related to the marine environment and impacts on mammals, DFO also utilizes Coast Guard and different services related, and so they have a response team that would deal with those issues, and other agencies that would be in the area, wildlife officers would be able to provide that data to those companies that would look after that.
Thank you. Brenda?
Goedemiddag, Brenda Puturik. Next question I would like to know is approximately how long would it take to come to the site to assess the damage and to clean, example, the spill on the barge with the fuel or any other toxics? Goedemiddag.
Thank you.
DFO.
Dave Blint, Fisheries and Oceans. I would not be able to have a definitive answer. I know that there is also an emergency response team that a number of different agencies across the north do respond to spill events like that. So there is a process in place. A number of different agencies are involved, and that agency would be informed. So the spill response team would get there. But I could not say how many days or hours that it would take.
Thank you. Further question from Brenda?
Brenda Putulik of Chesterfield.
In cleaning up the fuel or any toxins, is there any materials, example, oil pads, these kinds of materials needed to clean up or assess the damage? Or pretty much what I'm saying is, will there be any materials in place in hand in case this does happen?
Thank you, Brenda. DFO?
Dave Blint, Fisheries and Oceans. I think much of the answer to the question is contingent on the carrier of the fuels, for instance. Many of those materials for any type of spill cleanup, that is a requirement that those vessels that would have those materials have those on hand so that they can deal with some of those issues.
Thank you. Any more comments from public? I take that there's no more. Okay, staff, do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. We're not gonna miss Steve this time. We'll let him get his question in.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to go over the issue that DFO brought forward for Teardrop Lake and the use of it as the stormwater pond and the and for sewage treatment. I guess DFO, Mr. Chair, was uncertain whether or not at any time the pond was frequented by fish. And I'm of the understanding that that information was provided on March 31st by the applicant to clarify the issue. I'd just like to know from DFO if that issue regarding the use of Teardrop Lake has been resolved or not. Thank you.
Thank you. DFO.
Amy Liu from Fisheries and Oceans. That information was provided, and we feel that it is sufficient to for us to say that that water body is not fish frequented or fish bearing, so that we don't have a concern with that.
Thank you. Any further question from staff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's all. Thank you, DFO.
Thank you. Is there any question from board members? Bob Hansen, do you have any question or comments?